Back now with Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. When we're hungry, most of us open a fridge full of store-bought food or head to a restaurant. Kate Armstrong of Denver wants us to consider another possibility. She teaches people how to be urban foragers.
It basically means I go around looking for food that's going to waste. And that can be trees, shrubs, bushes, vines, or in the garden, the weeds people pull.
And is it that no one's tending to these, or they just don't care about what's growing there, or what?
Both, usually. I've had people come and say to me, there's something in my backyard. I want you to come see if it's edible. And I'll go, and it'll be an apricot tree covered with apricots, or one of the bushes like elderberry or amelanchier, and the berries are not only very edible, but very expensive to get them on the market.
And in the cases where it's not being tended to by anyone, are you trespassing?
I don't trespass. I always ask permission. In an urban environment, it's a little bit easier because it's pretty obvious whose yard is whom or when it belongs to the park system. Basically, what I do is where it's available is on a median, on a vacant lot, hanging out over the street.
What about in a park? Would that like belong to the city or would that be for all of us?
Both. Okay. And I'm hesitant only because before I'll pick in a park, I want to know whether or not they've been spraying.
Pesticides of some kind.
Yes.
Because it's obviously not cared for as food.
That's right. So if they go through and they put down any kind of weed killer, you just can't do it.
But isn't there a lot of mystery then around the food you gather? You can't always know.
No, you can't, but you can make a pretty good guess because if, for instance, there is a peach tree in the verge between the sidewalk and the street, and the lawn obviously has weeds all over it, it's pretty certain that there hasn't been pesticide use, nor has anyone done anything with this peach tree, which is probably 100 years old.
Kate, what happens if you spot a tree or something like that and no one's home?
Well, I go up and knock on the door, and if no one answers, I carry sticky notes with me. And I will put my card, which says The Urban Forager, on it and has my website where they can see a picture of me. And I'll ask them specifically, can I come and pick the peaches on your tree? And if you want any jam or jars of peaches at the end, let me know, and I'll be glad to give them to you.
Are most people amenable to doing this?
So far, I've had everyone has said, oh, sure, help yourself, leave me a few to pick, and the rest you can have.
Well, you did a little urban foraging before you came to the studio, I understand.
Yes, I did.
And we're going to taste some of the fruits of your labor, literally, actually, some fruits. What did you bring in?
Well, I went out this morning, and it's still pretty early in the spring, so there isn't an awful lot yet. However, I was able to get some violets, both the leaves and the flowers, and some chives, which had just come up, mint. Believe it or not, there's a little bit of bindweed leaves in here, and some dandelions, clover, and little tiny bits of lamb's quarters.
For a salad?
For a salad.
And you chopped it up?
I did.
You brought a little dressing.
I did.
You're one of those people who has her own salad dressing on her. I love it. And what were some of the places you found this? So, for instance, the bindweed.
The bindweed was out in the meadow where I found the clover and the dandelions and so forth. And they were at a friend's place where there's open land.
So you are developing contacts as you go along, places you might be able to return.
Yes.
And
yes.
People, it sounds like people enlist your help as well.
They actually love it. Not only are they learning something that they can use for food on their own, they are able to have something they wouldn't have in their larder because I help them pick it out, show them which ones, and they get a feel for what's growing in our world being more than just, I planted it, so it's good. I didn't plant it, so it's a weed.
Let's try it.
All right.
Okay, pour a little, what is this, Italian dressing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just your...
onto the salad.
It's also extremely good for you because when plants first come up, they have everything that they need to grow is in there in those first things. That's why we eat sprouts. When we sprout things, those sprouts are extremely nutritious. Well, the same thing is true for these greens. And
I'll say that the salad tastes more herbal than your traditional dinner salad, but it's a nice change.
It adds
some nice flavors. There's also the risk, though, of course, of not correctly identifying something and getting something that's poisonous. I guess if you're in the mushroom territory, that's a risk.
That's a very big risk in the mushroom territory, and I really don't show anyone about mushrooms. You need a mycologist for that. However, with plants, you're not in as much trouble because most of the time you're going to recognize most of these plants. They are ordinary in your garden. The ones that are poisonous are far fewer in the plant world. I still would advise that you go out with someone the first time. Don't guess.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and urban forager Kate Armstrong is with us. She finds food growing in the city, and she's teaching others to do this as well. How do you know all of this?
I was fortunate enough to grow up in a family that was very connected to plants in a lot of different ways, all the way back to my great-grandparents or further. And so when we walked around as kids, my grandfather, my mother, whoever, would be telling us all about the plants as we walked along. And I happen to be one of those people that retains that information.
It's really like putting on different glasses and seeing the city in a different way.
Definitely. Yes.
What's the strangest place you've found food?
I have found berry bushes and grapevines growing up on completely deserted back alleys where there's really nothing but garbage cans and so forth.
Grapes?
Yes. Grapes. And elderberry as well, which a lot of people consider to be a weed, but it's not. Elderberry makes wonderful, well, there's elderberry wine, but it's also very good in herbs and salves, and people spend a fortune for it in the health food store for their immune system.
You're teaching others to do this.
Yes.
Some will hear this and think, oh, it's all a bit precious, you know. It makes sense for a handful of people to be looking for this kind of food, but this is not an important source of nutrition. What would you say?
I think that they're misled because they probably don't see as much food as I do in the environment. And there are people that are hungry. If they knew that this was all very good, they wouldn't have to worry so much about food.
You're teaching these classes through Feed Denver.
I am.
What are some of the lessons of, like, class one?
I think the first thing that I like to teach people is to walk around their own neighborhood and be able to identify the trees and vines and bushes that are there, that are theirs for the picking. And then after that, we get into identifying what we think of as weeds that are actually extremely edible and delicious.
Who are you hoping to teach in these classes?
Anyone who feels like they have a food vulnerability, anyone who is interested in being able to feed themselves, even if it's fairly primitive, should push come to shove.
Could be a lot of driving around, though.
Everything you're eating, I got within 1 minute of my door.
Is that true of a lot of neighborhoods, though, in Denver?
A lot of the old ones, because they used to have all these trees and berry bushes and vines in their backyards as part of their own food sources.
If there are people listening to this who may not themselves be interested in urban foraging, but who have, you know, a prolific tree or something, is there a place to get connected? You know, like, take my fruit.
Well, you can always contact Feed Denver, and if they don't want it, they can direct you to who will.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Ryan.
Kate Armstrong is teaching classes in urban foraging this spring. You can find out more at feeddenver.org or at her blog, whatgrandmotherknew.com.